Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
See, the important thing is that you stay at home because there's a curfew now. Okay, no one is allowed out, especially someone that is like 72 years old. After you're 65, you're not allowed at the house anymore in California. So we stay home and we eat here. Right? Oh, yes, that's yummy. I eat with the whiskey and there's Lulu. Lulu loves carrots. Whiskey loves carrots. I just had my little bit of vegan food. Oh, that was yummy, huh? Oh, see, that's what we do. We don't go out, we don't go to restaurants, we don't do anything like that anymore here. We just eat with whiskey and with Lulu. We have a good time. We get entertained. Look at that beautiful smile she has.
Come on, go. Let's go eat some fried fish. Fried fish. Come on, Rogue, I mean go. Let's go eat some fried fish. Fried fish. Cause there's no more pasta. Oh no. So we're gonna eat some fried fish. Fried fish. Yeah. Come on, go. Let's go eat some fried fish.
I play in a club here, and there's a lot of older guys in that club, and some of them at one point had strokes. They don't walk that well, and if you do close them, you better open up if you start closing all the golf courses. Guys, that golf is their only exercise. I think it's going to hurt them if you start closing all the golf courses. I'm just saying, and if you do close them, you better open up some insane asylum. Get me a bed, because I know if I can't play golf for the next month, I'm going to go crazy. I'm just saying. Take care.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Coronavirus episode number 2. This is Radio Labyrinth season 5, episode 13, I think. Yeah, it's 13. Everybody's here. Say hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Again, we are broadcasting remotely, we're broadcasting to each other remotely, the four of us. There's four people broadcasting at the same time. We are recording this from our broadcast through the internet, and yeah, so it's just that's what it's going to be. As far as I know, all of us are still working.
I am, yeah.
Jeff?
Yep.
So we're not bored. We're not, you know, sequestered in our homes yet, like a lot of people are all over the country. And we're not
still technically making money.
Still technically making money, even though, you know, every dime you make is getting more worthless by the second.
great. This is going to be uplifting, I can tell already.
No, it'll be uplifting. We're not holed up, though. I was bringing it up because one of the things I've been noticing on Twitter is that celebrities are getting bored as shit. And they don't have
What?
They don't have
bored?
Yeah, they don't have anything to do, so they're not getting...
Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram is just a plague of live celebrities just doing weird shit at home.
Yeah. Like the funniest one. Yeah, do you follow OJ? Or I'm sorry, do you follow Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
Him and those donkeys.
Yeah, my donkeys. What are the names? Whiskey and Lulu. Whiskey and Lulu. We're not going out. We're staying in. Just sitting.
Is he all over Twitter or Instagram with that stuff?
Maybe on Instagram too. I follow him on Twitter. I don't follow many celebrities on Instagram. At Schwarzenegger is his handle on Twitter. Madonna sang that song about fried fish to the tune of Vogue, which was horrible a cappella. It was like your grandma had just been shot up with a ton of Botox and was singing with a hairbrush in her bathroom. And then last is OJ finishing his final round of golf. He was bitching about it. He said something like, if I don't get to golf for 30 days, I'm going to go crazy.
You don't want OJ going crazy.
I'm
going
to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
One thing I saw that I liked, did you see Michael Stipe singing? If you follow REM, yeah. That was pretty cool.
I didn't see that.
He's an interesting cat.
I'm off of Twitter.
You're off of Twitter now. I tagged you and everything. Why are you off of Twitter?
Well, it's not. I want to be more on Twitter. I'm just.
You are a moron.
I'm not very Twitter literate, you know?
Twitter it?
Yeah, I'd like to be a Twitter it.
Yeah. Jeff's a clitorate.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. And then last but not least, of course, was that that horrible Imagine. I don't know if it was horrible. It was a nice gesture, but boy, was it cringy.
Who did it, man?
Gal Gadot.
I saw it, and I was like, I'm not clicking on this.
Now.
Gal Gadot had a bunch of people, celebrities. I guess most of them were in Wonder Woman or going to be in Wonder Woman. And,
oh, look, there's a cat.
Yeah, that's Sherman.
Hey, Sherm. Yeah.
He doesn't really watch a lot of TV. But then one of the people in the little clip she made was Linda Carter. So I have a question. Steph, you may not want to weigh in on this, but for the guys, who's the hotter Wonder Woman? Gal Gadot now as Wonder Woman or Linda Carter peak 1970s Wonder Woman?
I prefer to weigh in on this.
Okay, you can.
I have opinions.
Why don't you go first since you're a lady?
Absolutely Linda Carter, hands down.
Yeah. Or one hand down, one up, or one behind.
I feel like she's got the more bodacious bod, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she has, I don't know, just everything else. Gal Gadot is great. Don't get me wrong. Whatever. It's fine.
Right.
But she is no Linda Carter, in my opinion.
All right.
Ira. She fills out the suit a lot better.
I agree. Ira?
Yeah, I'm the same, but maybe for different reasons. I feel like Gal Gadot doesn't seem like Wonder Woman, but maybe that's just because I'm used to Linda Carter.
That's true. That's true.
Linda Carter seems more all-American. Is that horrible to say?
You mean because she's not an Israeli?
Gal Gadot's Israeli?
That's racist. Yeah. Ira.
This is Jew on Jew crimes.
What do you have against Israelis?
I better stop there. If you guys watch Plot Against America, I'm just gonna shut up.
We'll get to that.
I haven't watched it yet.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, I watched it.
I like it a lot. We'll get to it.
I figured you would.
Why did you figure?
I was watching it, thinking of you, Tim. Going, Tim's gotta love this.
All right,
nobody watched The Last Hunters yet, though. I'm sure.
No, I don't care about fate. Yeah. I don't care about fate.
The last one. I'm ruining it now.
The reason I like what's that show? The one that we're talking about?
The Plot Against America.
Yeah, because I'm rooting for Charles Lindbergh.
Oh, come on.
No, get out of here. I'm not.
That's why you got to watch Hunters, dude. Fucking Hitler.
Screw that. He's not.
Hitler's alive.
Right, that's why it's bullshit.
Is that the twist?
Watch it.
Huh?
Spoiler alert.
Hey, let's see. I want to talk about some things. People are out of work out there. A lot of people in the restaurant industry are also out of work. So, our friends out in Conyers, Georgia, we have one of our longtime sponsors is Atlanta Pizza and Euro. They are going to be takeout only starting Sunday, March 22nd. They'll have new hours Monday through Friday. They'll be open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and 12 noon to 9 p.m. on Saturdays. After tomorrow, after the 22nd, they're closed on Sundays. But they are takeout only, and I talked to the owner. I'm friends with him, Mike Hall. And he said that they're going to be doing like a family pack of casseroles, lasagna, and stuff like that. And with it, you get garlic bread or a side. You'll have to call them or go to their website for more information on that. That's AtlantaPizzaEuro.com, or you can call when they're open, 770-483. Whoever has feedback, knock it off, 6228. That's 770-483-6228. Again, support local businesses, man. There's guys, because as long as they let the restaurants stay open in Atlanta or no matter where you are, you need to maybe once or twice a week go out and do it. I mean, a lot of people have bought food. We bought food. We've been cooking. I like, you know, we're cooking, but there's deals to be had. Like Caitlin told me tonight that who was it? There's a restaurant now that Oh, it made me laugh. Oh, no, Chipotle is offering free delivery.
So really?
If you like Chipotle, Bell Street Burritos, which is a chain, there's one in Tucker, Georgia, they're offering a free roll of toilet paper with $20 and more. In,
See, that's good.
In Paris. That's a smart marketing.
Smart. You got to adapt. That is smart. You got to improvise, adapt, overcome.
That's right. Or just jump in the shower and wash the shit off. That's what a lot of people have told me. But speaking of people being out of work, our buddy Dave Willis, who's been on the show many times from Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Squidbillies, Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell, sent me a link to a thing called Virtual Tip Jar, and that is a place where you can you can tip your favorite hourly or tip-based service workers. Virtual Tip, you've heard of that, Ira?
Yeah, I have heard of that.
We don't know, he didn't know who created it, and I don't either, but they have a website. It's virtualtipjar.wixsite.com, and just go there, and you can tip people. So, speaking of that, if you're a patron, start looking at the show notes. By the way, that link, all these links that we're talking about are going to be in the show notes, but now we're going to start naming and thanking everybody inside the show notes who's sticking with us through all this, so make sure you're looking at that. And
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I would just also like, since you're talking about that stuff, I would just like to say that my husband was laid off on Wednesday. Like 93 people in his company. And just to let you guys know, we were able to defer our mortgage payments for the next 3 months. So our mortgage payment is like $50 a month for the next 3 months. So if there's anybody out there that is like struggling, if you have gotten laid off or furloughed, which is what happened to him, they do trade show designs. Well, ain't nobody going to no trade shows. So this is just something that is happening to a lot of people. So if you need help, there are programs out there to help you. You can get online and file for unemployment in like 5 minutes. It's really quick. So just let you know. I mean, don't freak out. It's gonna be all right.
Well, a lot of people.
I know somebody in the trade show industry too, and he was lamenting to me just last week because everything was canceled.
Yeah. So I mean, just like anybody that you know who is a homeowner and who's struggling and is like scared, and a lot of the your car payments, they're gonna let you defer them for a minute. So
yeah.
I mean, there are things out there, so just don't have a total freak out.
Where would you go to find out about that? I guess you just go to.
I'll put the link on there.
Okay.
You want me to do that?
Yeah.
I'll get the link from him, and I'll put it on whenever you post the show.
All right, cool.
And then I was worried about taxes, too. I mean, I'm probably going to be owing some money coming
up.
Don't
worry about that. I moved it back to July.
I heard that, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
You still have to file that form, though, by the 15th.
What form?
I'll file everything. My people will file the forms.
No, it's like form 4868 or something like that.
I thought they moved the filing date. I thought they moved the filing date to the 19th, so you wouldn't have to do anything.
No, I think you still have to file by the 15th, and if you want to delay the payment, you got to file that form.
Well, we'll double check. Don't come to us for financial advice.
Right. I mean, look, it's easy to file the taxes. It's just going to be hard to pay the taxes right now.
Right.
Which is really the most important part.
Oh, they're going to get us. I'm sure these stimulus checks are going to be coming back out of our money next year.
Have they even agreed on that yet?
Yeah, maybe it's agreed on.
Lindsey Graham's screwing it all up for everybody.
Why?
What? I thought it was already done.
No, Lindsey Graham's trying to block it.
We can't be giving money to people this time. We want everybody to starve.
And your buddy Rand tried to tack on a bunch of shit about getting out of Afghanistan onto the bill.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they all want their little fucking slice of pie when they pass these big-ass omnibus bills. Who cares? Fuck them. They don't care about us. Fuck them.
No, fuck them.
I want my Corona Grand.
If you have a refund, I'd file as quick as possible. If you don't, fucking wait till July. I just read it, Mnuchin and all that, so you can wait till the 19th to file. You don't have to worry about it. So that's good. Hey, my city is under a curfew starting at 9 p.m. until 6 in the morning.
So what does that mean? Nobody can be out the house?
They don't want you on the roads, no.
You can't go out and buy cigarettes at 11 o'clock at night?
No, you better get them before that if you need them. Or quit.
I mean, what do? They stop you and give you a ticket? Is that
I don't know that they have enough police to enforce something like that. But if, I mean, we live close to the, there is no Tucker police. It's DeKalb County. But we live close to a station. I just don't think there are going to be people out patrolling, looking for people. But I imagine if you got pulled over, they'd ask you why you're out and why you aren't. They would just send you home, you know. But when they go into that, you got to stay in your house bullshit, then people will start getting in trouble. Because in places like California and major cities, they're deputizing people in the neighborhoods because people don't want to, you know, stay in their homes.
Right.
So, well, I mean, I don't understand why is it that – it doesn't seem like it's that big of a sacrifice when you realize they don't have any tests, really. So the only really way to contain this thing is to test everybody because – most people don't have symptoms, but you'll test positive. And if you tested positive, then they keep you away for 2 weeks. And then that's how you'll contain it. But since they're not testing everybody, you're only testing people with symptoms, then by that point, they've infected I don't even know how many other people. And it just keeps going and going. So, I mean, I've heard that they've got like 1 million tests coming this week. So if they would actually get on top of that, because there's like that little town in Italy where they've stopped the spread simply because they tested everyone. And that's how they discovered how to contain it. Yeah.
No.
Just, I mean, you could assume that, you know, we all have it. That's how you need to act. Like, we all have it.
So anybody that had it, they put them out into internment camps.
Well, you just had to stay in your house for 2 weeks.
Hey, if you're going to – hang on. If you're going to cough, cover your mic or mute yourself, please.
I don't know how to do that.
Oh, then cover your mic with your thumb or something.
Cough into your hat.
Yeah.
Just don't cough.
But I have a dry cough.
You do not.
Shut up, Jeff. Shut up, Jeff. Don't even say that.
You do not have a dry cough.
Well, anyway, this has been fun, and I know everybody's terrified, but there's really not much. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Oh, geez, Steph.
Sorry, guys. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Listen, I have my family, you know, in Michigan, I've got, like, phone calls and texts. They're, like, coming all the time. My sister's a nurse at Beaumont. She's forever texting me crazy, creepy, horrible things that I don't want to know, and then I'll just take a Xanax and drink some Crown Royal, and now I'm fine again.
Does that work? Because I might try it.
Yeah, it works. Xanax helps a lot, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I did a big run yesterday.
Yeah, nice little drink, you know, because, I mean, man, what are you going to do? You can't be sitting here knotted up crapping yourself all day. Listen,
I'll tell you this. So I went out and did a big liquor store run yesterday and a grocery shopping run, and I put the gloves on. I got the black latex gloves because I have them at work anyway. Actually, they're not latex. They're vinyl, but whatever. And I don't know if that's preventing anything or helping anything. However, it does signal to everybody else that I'm serious and stay away from me. So it works for that.
I think that if it keeps it off of your hands. So when you get back into your car and you put all your groceries in, you take the gloves off. And then
that's what I do.
Throw them in the parking lot like everybody at my Kroger does. I put them in the trash.
I'm not doing that.
No, I put them in the trash. The entire parking lot over at the Kroger is just littered with them and masks, like dirty ass masks.
Really? Just throw them in the parking lot.
Oh, how are they so rich? They got masks to just throw away.
Well, we have. We have a large Asian population near us, and you know.
Oh, don't start.
No, it's not a negative thing. Asian people wear their masks more than we do. They have them. They have them handy.
Well, let me just say that we're going to talk about some fun stuff today because our guy, Officer Tappan, and Mattis, who was on our show not too long ago, they actually came down to the finals, and we were going to have him on the show today, and I didn't know if you guys wanted to go ahead and have him on. He's ready to Skype in and talk about their big thing. Or did you want him to wait a while?
Well, let's take him now. Let's take him now.
Okay. That's what I thought. That's what I'm saying. Let's lighten it up.
Hey, but so, while you're bringing him on, I'll read a couple of patrons who submitted stories of what they're doing. Is that cool?
Okay. All right. I'm going to tell him he's got the link, so he'll be Skyping in.
All right. So if you go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews, you can join up and become a patron. A couple of the people, I put out a message earlier today, you know, tell us what you're doing while you're at home. And a couple of people replied. So we got Brian Jackson, who says, now that I'm at home with my lovely wife and son, I plan on watching a movie that shows a wonderful husband is able to cope with being stuck inside with his family. I'm going to watch The Shining.
he copes all right.
Yeah, he really hopes this movie shows him how to cope how to come to grips with isolation. Before he does, he asks if he needs to run by Home Depot to pick up a new axe. Sure. Does anyone know what time they close?
Correct.
Roby Neely writes, since the great governor just closed down all the bars where he collects rent and vending, he's going to spend his days getting pool tables and jukeboxes ready for reopening. Evenings and nights he's going to spend time with his child and his wife until she gets up to go to work. After that, he'll put her to bed and work on new songs, short stories, and practice his guitar playing while streaming Hulu. That sounds fun. Then about the time I would get up to go to work, he'll be in bed for a few hours of sleep, rinse, wash, and repeat. That sounds fun.
It does.
Before,
as long as he's watching Letterkenny on Hulu, then I approve.
Yeah. If you're bored, is Sergeant Tappan almost ready?
Hey, there he is. There he is. Hey.
Hey.
What's up, y'all?
Welcome to our makeshift podcast studio.
I love it. Fantastic.
Good to meet you.
Oh, yeah, that's Ira.
How are you guys? I'm Mark.
Well, welcome. So,
hello.
Tell us what happened, Steph.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you, in the midst of all the craziness that's going on, if you didn't get a chance to watch America's Top Dog, the finale this week, our guy, which you couldn't tell us when he was on there with Mattis, they actually made it to the final two. I couldn't believe it. My husband and I were cheering on the couch. It was so good, you guys.
Congratulations.
And honestly, I mean, really, though, I have to say, the only reason you guys lost is because you were competing against robots from the future. Because they're not human. There's no way that Kai and, I mean, they don't even understand. They're not real people, so, or real dogs. So, other than that, Mattis should have won.
He was amazing. They were fantastic. I loved doing it.
It was so much harder too. This really amped up big time.
Gosh, yeah, they made it tough. They certainly did. Every aspect of the show was harder in the finale. So it made it interesting for sure. But I was proud of Mattis.
I was blown away. It was so exciting, and the fact that we had you guys on the show, and we had no idea that you were going to make it to the final two. So. It was really impressive.
Thank you very much.
Do you think you'd compete again if they do the show again next year?
In a heartbeat. I would absolutely love to, because I think I owe it to Mattis. Those 8 seconds are on me. So anyway.
What's next? What's next now that the show's over?
I don't know. Maybe I'll start a podcast or something. I don't know.
I bet you'd find a lot of listeners.
Opportunities.
Yeah, but you'd find a ton of listeners.
We actually, I do, ironically, a show called The Top Dog Show, which we named it before I knew the name of the television series, and
really?
So I had to keep that low key for a while. Huh. So yeah. Anyway, we
and
are
a
different dog handlers. It's a podcast, YouTube channel. We do both.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Everybody can find it.
Yeah, well, you can find it on YouTube. It's The Top Dog Show. And then any of your wherever you listen to podcasts, it's The Top Dog Show. So,
how are you handling the isolation? Are you isolated yet? Apparently, you're probably not because you're a police officer, but
right, yeah. So, I mean, it's not too bad. I still have to do my job. Mattis still goes with me, so we have that. Then we come home, and the kids are there, and I'm trying to put them to work. So it's okay. You deal with it. It's odd times for sure.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime.
Nope, none of us have.
We'll never see it again.
Yeah, same here. I hope it. I hope that there's a miracle cure that falls from the sky, and I'm like, oh, we can go back to normal. But that's not going to happen. But you can wish.
Has Alpharetta Police Department, have they put like special stuff in place for you?
He froze.
Got me. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
My Wi-Fi was all funky.
My Wi-Fi.
I was just wondering if Alpharetta, if they've put in special precautions for you guys. Are they giving you special equipment? I mean, how are they having you navigate this? Like, if you come in contact with somebody who might possibly have it.
Yeah, we have protocols for all that. Just as the police force, we have to do outside roll calls. So typically when we're... Uh-oh. You all right there, bud?
Yeah, I know. We're worried about him, believe me.
Okay. Yeah, we have protocols where we have to do like our roll call, where we typically we get together and we talk about just things that we're looking to do in the day and make sure everybody knows their assignments and everything. We have to do that outside. We have to maintain good social distancing of 6 feet. They give us some masks and goggles that we have, not a ton, but we have enough to do the jobs that we do. And then we have protocols if we deal with someone that we know for a fact that's been exposed, then we have to do certain things. Like as a supervisor, if one of my guys is exposed and it's a positive, we call our guy who's in charge of infectious diseases, let him know. He'll decide whether that person goes home. And then we will arrange a test for them so that they can get tested and just take care of them however we can. So, there's protocols in place.
If a municipality, like where I live, Tucker, they put out a curfew from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. And, we all understand why. If people are out and about in those kind of things as municipalities start doing that, or maybe even the state, what's the protocol for that if they're out just gallivanting around?
When you have the curfew, I mean, there has to be a way to enforce it. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think it's going to be something where it's martial law, where you're getting locked up in quarantine if you're out after that. But it's one of those that if they're doing it, we're trying to nip this in the bud as quick as possible. So right. If you can follow, it's going to help it to stop lasting so long. You know, it's like – time out.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm happy.
They tase everybody, Tim.
No,
they're not. Outside, they tase them.
I'm not asking for me. I'm gonna follow.
Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. I put a dog on whoever's out after 9 p.m. Quit it and go home.
That's the only good thing is Mattis can't get it. So
that's right. He's immune.
Have him make all the arrests.
That's right. I'll just loudspeaker. Let him do the job. He can do it anyway. So.
What kind of TV are you binging?
I'm actually when I'm home, mm-hmm. I'm my boy plays Fortnite, so I'm trying to get better at that.
But, okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm not very good. there's 9-year-olds who dance on me and mock me. it's hurtful.
Are there any movies that he watches that drive you crazy yet?
My kids?
Yeah.
Now, well, so my youngest daughter's into a whole lot of YouTube, mm-hmm. and I don't know if you guys have kids that watch YouTube, but the shows that they watch, it's just like people living their lives, playing with stuff.
It's kids playing with other toys.
But they're huge, like they're famous for nothing. So, and like some of the voices annoy my wife, and so anyway. That's probably the big one, the YouTube stuff that she's on.
I've been watching. Go ahead.
I think they put Frozen 2 on Disney Plus.
I have not seen that yet.
Yeah.
I know. Well, and I was pissed. I just bought it like last week.
So I gotta figure that out because I want to see The Mandalorian and I haven't watched that yet. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it.
You got to.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I think I have Disney Plus for free, but I don't know how to activate it.
Jeff will give it to you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the Disney whisperer.
Yeah, he couldn't stand it that I hadn't watched it, so he hooked me up. Hooked me up for a year.
I don't understand all the Baby Yoda memes. So
Well, thanks for catching us up, and congratulations for finishing in the top two.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the support.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Was there a second place prize?
No, nothing.
No.
That's loser. Lame.
I know. And they actually, the medal that Kai, the robot team, like you said, the medal that they got at the end, like we got to try it on and everything. And so I'm like visualizing. I'm getting all excited. I'm like, this could be yours, Mattis. And I got nothing. Get to see it around Kai's neck.
Well, it's like on American Idol. The second place guy is always the guy that gets, ends up getting the big career.
Yeah, look at it that way.
Well, not necessarily. Who's season one? Do you remember that guy? You remember, was it Kelly Clarkson
that won? Justin Guarini.
I mean, he's got great hair.
Yeah.
Wait,
I don't even have that going for me.
She came in second, right? Or did Kelly win or did she come in second?
Oh, yeah. No, she won, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no one remembers Justin.
But usually every year on Idol, it's always the second place guy that ends up, launching a career.
You're thinking of like the Clay Aiken versus Ruby Studdard situation.
Exactly.
Yeah, where are those two? Like, those two are.
So, are you, I'm Ruben?
No, you're Clay.
Oh, was Clay second place?
Sorry. I'm sorry, you're Clay.
Oh, whatever.
You had a longer run anyway.
I'll take either one.
You really, I mean, honestly, the fact that it was unfair. I mean, the guy was a dog trainer before he was a cop. He got the dog when it was a 6-week-old puppy. I mean, come on. I mean, it was pretty hard to beat that. I mean,
I loved it. I loved going up against him. I thought it was fantastic. And you guys want, before you kick me out of here, you want a little insider secret?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Of excuses? Okay. So I had trained in, like, when I went onto the bite at the end, when the ego's and apprehends the guy, and then he comes off, I had trained so that Mattis would just pop right off the bite, right? And so he was doing it beautifully right before we left. And then the day before that we left to go film the show, we had, like, a SWAT call where a guy's, like, barricaded in his room, and Mattis had to go into the room, you know, in the dark, grab this guy, and pull him out. So I start pulling, and Mattis pops off the bite like we've been working on for the TV show. And I yelled at him. I'm like, no, get back in there. So the last thing that he had in his mind before we went was, am I supposed to come off quick or what do you want me to do? So
Oh, poor Ethan. Man, well, like,
yeah.
He's just doing his job. I mean, what do you want?
Well, how long ago was that filmed now or shot?
June. It was back in June.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's so long ago. Now, you probably can't even remember what was going on at this point.
Oh, I remember the 8 seconds.
Oh, okay.
You're good at keeping a secret, too.
I know. That was a long time.
I wouldn't have been able to do that. I wouldn't have been able to hold that in.
Oh, it was hard.
I know.
And they wouldn't tell us when they were going to air it either. They were like, maybe it's going to be, you know, the beginning of fall. Nope, winter. And then winter was January. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. That's hard.
That would have killed hard. Me.
Yeah.
Now's the time to get Mattis's own YouTube channel and start filming or start shooting what he does all day long. Even if it's mundane, get him playing with dog toys, and then you'll get other people watching him playing with dog toys.
I was thinking that, Tim, right?
Yeah.
Just plays with stuff.
Yeah. And then you'll get all free stuff sent to you, and he can open it, drool on it, and get a new one the next day.
He's going to make $5 million next year.
You call it COVID-9. Oh.
with a K.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's a great idea. All right. Royalties going to you guys for this idea?
No. You can have it.
Hey, you said it.
Yeah, you came up. You said it.
Well, we'll definitely subscribe to your podcast and your channel and start watching it.
Oh, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all having me in.
Thanks for coming back.
Thank you.
Thank you,
keep
guys.
Encouraging people. See y'all.
Good to see you.
Bye.
Thank Bye. You.
This is so interesting doing the show this way.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. It is. This is fun. I mean, I know, like, Tim, with your perfectionist, that the sound is whatever, which I know tortures you. But I think, for the most part, this is a fun way to do the show.
I agree.
Do this sometimes, even when things are back to normal.
Right. I think it's a great way of doing it. And I'm putting all that stuff in a way that's inside of me that gives me anxiety about the sound. So.
Good.
That's all going to go away when I take my schmeckle out.
Yes. I don't care about that.
Don't you have enough stuff to worry about?
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. So, if you're listening for another one of our family of podcasts to listen to, Mike TV is now doing extremely thorough recaps of Better Call Saul and Westworld Season 3. Better Call
Saul. Oh, really? Westworld 2, huh?
Yeah, they're doing 2. And in a week or two, Mike TV will have its own channel, its own feed, so...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so won't that be awesome? So what else is in the news going on around here besides the virus? Well, Kenny Rogers...
Kenny Rogers.
Passed away, and he managed to not get the coronavirus. Did you guys see the last tweet he sent out?
Yeah, We Are the World.
Yeah, this clip from We Are the World. He must have known he was going to pass, and then he put that out there, and...
Really?
I would think so, yeah.
Where does he live now? Is he like Douglasville or something? Or
he lived in Georgia. I don't know exactly where.
No, it was in a nicer area. Not in Douglasville. Not nice. No, I meant like a.
How could you get nicer than Douglasville?
Nicer. I didn't mean nicer. Jesus. I meant more. Not rural. It's not a rural area.
He lived in Vine City, in a shack in Vine City.
He lived in a Kenny Rogers Roasters.
We can't play any of the audio, but I want to ask Ira, did you listen to that clip I sent you of the Dolly Parton audiobook?
Oh, I didn't listen to it, but I remember them goofing on that. I didn't get a chance to listen to it.
There used to be whenever somebody would put out an audiobook, somebody really famous, the Stern producers would cut it up and then...
Those were the best.
Yeah, they'd play it up like a mashup, and there's... I can't even repeat the one that they did with Dolly Parton autobiography. She said, when I was a teenager, I... I had sex with Minnie Pearl's dead body.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to link to it or recommend it because it's extremely racist, the language in it.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So I'm not going to do that. But the
all right, well, then I'll link to it, and you'll be off the hook.
Does she still have the price tag on her hat?
Well, no, she also reveals things like she says when Johnny Carson had a big cock that hung down to his knees, and then there's a bunch of stuff about Kenny Rogers. Anyway, that's beside the point. We're going to record a bonus episode about our favorite Kenny Rogers songs and moments through the years. We're going to do that later, so if you're a Radio Labyrinth patron, you'll have access to that. Just real quick before we delve into it, what's your favorite Kenny Rogers song that you like a lot?
Just dropped in. Even before Big Lebowski came in, I just always loved that tune.
Yeah, me too.
No, my favorite is from the movie Six Pack.
Love Will Turn You Around.
I love that song.
What's that song again?
Will Turn You Around. Turn you around.
Yeah. It opens up with that guitar.
It's your mind. I can't remember all the words. But anyway, they played it at the end of Six Pack, and that movie was like such a big deal to me when I was a kid. I was so crazy about it. You remember Anthony Michael Hall? He was very young. It was before the Brat Pack days or any of that stuff. Oh, yeah. He was one of the kids.
They shot that down here.
And my stepdad, he's a race car driver. Not NASCAR, but of course we watched any sort of racing, anything. And I loved Kenny Rogers. As it was, but that movie was like so much. And at the end, when they would play that the song, I would start crying. like 10 years old, bawling my eyes out. Oh, this movie's the best movie ever.
I get
that. I like Power to the County and maybe Islands in the Stream.
Yeah.
Those would be my two.
When I was a kid, my mom had all of his records, so. I had to hear all the love ballads that you might not be familiar with, like Love Will Turn You, no, like We've Got Tonight, or You Decorated My Life.
Oh, I know all of those.
Yeah, I remember all of them quite well.
I don't know a lot of Kenny Rogers.
You know the words to Lady?
Put the thing in the face.
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you.
How about that? We should maybe save it for the bonus show.
I was going to say, we're doing the bonus show right now. What are we doing?
That Mad TV sketch with...
It hurts me. It causes me pain.
Hey, Kenny Rogers! Kenny Rogers, jackass! Yeah, okay, so that's the end. We'll talk more about Kenny Rogers at another time. Sherman keeps jumping up into my lap.
My pangolin keeps jumping up in my lap.
Your what?
My pangolin.
What's a pangolin?
That's that thing.
The thing. Kind
of like an armadillo. That's what caused the beginning of the coronavirus.
I thought it was
a pangolin?
I thought it was a bat.
Pangolin. Now they're saying it's a pangolin.
What's a...
What the hell's a pangolin?
It looks like an armadillo, but it's a rodent.
It's a penguin.
Either way, it was Anyway, it was something that was shedding skins, hanging in a skin market.
Neat. I like eating skin. Who doesn't like eating skin, right? Oh boy, I guess we're done.
You can get extra skin now at KFC, by the way.
You can? That's nice.
They did it on The Simpsons first, but now you can buy just chicken skin at KFC.
Get out of here.
Now you can.
Simpsons did it.
Yep.
Extra skin.
Lady. Yep. All right, let's talk about what we watched. You guys want to talk about what we watched?
Sure.
We're also going to do another music special, but we're gonna put that together a little bit more and talk about some of the softer ballads from the years gone past.
Yeah,
You guys want to do that sometime?
Steph's busy texting her contacts at the CDC.
Why would you?
No. I don't know anything good yet.
What are you talking about?
Get some boards and nails and hammers is what I'm told.
That's encouraging. That's so done encouraging.
Done and done.
All right, so let's talk about what we watched.
Everybody watched Plot Against America?
Except for Steph.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch that
show?
No,
I haven't watched it yet, but you guys do what you got to do. I'm going to watch it later. It's recording, but my super recording didn't set, so I'll watch it later.
All right, well, it's
what's going on with you? I can't see you right now.
Yeah, I can't see Steph either.
You can't see me. I'm right. Oh, crap. My stupid crap is crap. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Crap, crap.
What are you doing with me, Mike? Or my camera's dumb? Or will you guys just keep going and I'll keep working on this?
Well, the cool thing about that show is that it's set in an alternate universe where, for some reason, Charles Lindbergh is wrestling the Republican nomination away from whomever got it in 1940, and this is pre-World War II.
But he really ran that year, right?
I think he did, but he didn't get the nomination, obviously.
He didn't win. Yeah, but he did run that year.
Did. Well, maybe he got the nomination. I don't even know, to tell you the truth.
All right, you're getting webcam now, so there you go.
Oh, that looks good.
Yeah, that looks good.
Let's leave it at webcam.
All right.
Webcam. Sorry.
I don't have any tokens to tip you, Steph. I'm sorry.
So, I'm not going anywhere to spend them anyway, Jeff, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
So why do you like it, Ira?
You should say that. Well, we should say that Plot Against America is a book written by Philip Roth, who's kind of a known, a big modern writer. You know,
yeah. Portnoy's Complaint is probably his most famous book.
What about The Human Stain? Wasn't that a big one?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, what do I like about it? I mean, well, you know, I like that alternative history stuff, especially when it has to do with World War II, and especially when it has to do with, you know, Jews.
Your people.
It's like right up my alley, you know.
FDR.
But, I mean, look, things either can be done well or they cannot be done well. Like Hunters, I think, is not written well and not acted well, and I didn't get a good feeling from it.
This is David Simon.
This is David Simon and who's the other guy, his partner?
You're barking up the wrong tree with me, I don't know.
Well, yeah. So the guys that did The Wire,
yeah.
David Simon and Treme and The Deuce and all that stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of people from The Deuce in this. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, and people from The Wire.
And people from The Wire, yeah, so there's a lot of casting. But, you know, it's kind of a slow burn, but it feels real, and it feels...
The first episode... was good. The acting, you said, the acting and the writing were both really good.
Yes.
And the story is compelling. And especially with John Turturro playing that Southern rabbi.
Yeah, that seems weird to me.
Yeah.
This whole Southern rabbi with a deep Southern accent. I'm just not used to it. I'm sure it goes on all the time down here, but, you know,
A lot of Jews in Savannah.
Yeah, and Charleston.
Yeah, and Alabama.
Speaking of John Turturro, I watched Jesus Rolls.
Oh, you did?
It was okay. I could have done without the Susan Sarandon threesome.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
She's showing nudity?
Not really. Sort of.
Are you recommending it or not recommending it?
I mean, it was fun to see that character, and it was... You know, it was nice to check in with the Jesus again, but the movie has no plot. There's no plot running through the entire thing. It's just follow Jesus around for 2 hours.
All right.
I mean, it's worth watching if you're a Lebowski fan just to see it, but
right.
I can't say it's a good movie or anything.
All right. Well, then I'm out.
What was the point of it?
Just for him to play that character, I guess, and Bobby Cannavale and him to, you know, do an acting.
Does it take place before or after the Big Lebowski?
He's just getting out of jail, so I think it must be before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he looks so much older.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said it. Don't fuck with the Jesus. All right, well, thanks for the warning. I wanted to watch it last night, but...
If you're a Lebowski fan, you should watch it, but other than that...
Yeah.
I'll just wait for Netflix on that one, I guess.
Yeah.
Same here. But back to the plot against America.
Plot against America. Well, this is what I want to ask you. It's like, you know, it's weird. It's very Jewish themed, obviously, and old school Jewish themed. And, you know, I respond to that for obvious reasons.
I love that, that sense of community.
Not even just for me, but for my parents.
I love that sense of community on their street. Like, it's 1940, yes. And people are out on the streets. There's no television. There's radio. But people are on the street talking to each other, and it's the summer, right. And it's really cool to see that. I want to know where they shot it, because it doesn't look like Hollywood to me. And it doesn't look like Georgia either.
Well, and I'll get to this, and all that's explained, but I was going to mention to you, you know, they're doing a podcast, an HBO-sponsored podcast about it.
Did you listen?
David Simon. I did. It was great.
Okay.
So if you like the show, definitely listen to the podcast, because they explain a lot of stuff. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so do that. But, well, what I was going to say was, do people that are not Jewish, that are they even interested in watching this? Would they even care? Or, you know, just because it's a well-made show. I don't know. I get the feeling when I'm watching this stuff, I'm like, do other people that aren't Jewish, do they even care about this? Do they even like this?
Well, maybe
they're rooting for the Germans.
It's possible.
I'm watching it because I like that genre, but I also, like you, want it to be good.
Yeah.
So.
I guess.
But you guys are saying that it is good, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
Well, Winona, I'm
going to
watch it.
Winona Ryder is really good in it. Everybody's right. Good in it so far.
Well, I found out from the podcast is half Jewish. I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. Winona Horowitz.
Yep.
You can't get half Jewier than that.
Yeah, I guess you can.
I thought just her boobs were Jewish.
that's enough for me.
Sometimes that's the best part. FDR defeated Wendell Willkie of New York in 1940 in the election.
Huh. So I guess Lindbergh didn't get the nomination.
I guess not. Probably good for everybody.
Well, there's like a. I guess the whole show is focusing on this slow burn of gradually creeping anti-Semitism. I guess that eventually is going to come to a head. I'm assuming.
Yeah. No. It's a good show, so I highly, highly, highly recommend it.
Yeah. If you hate the Jews, watch this show. You'll love it.
Or if you love them, it's something for everybody. If you're ambivalent, you're not going to care. You'll have no one to root for.
Steph, did you watch Top Chef?
No, is it back?
Yeah, it's back.
First Where are they at this?
Wednesday, L.A., and it's on.
Oh,
Kevin Gillespie. Okay. Kevin Gillespie's on there.
Oh, so it's probably in your it's in your recently watched. So I'll just tap into your Xfinity account and watch everything you're watching.
There you go. Yeah, do that. The thing is, though, Andy Cohen has the COVID, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard that.
And Padma and all the hosts of Top Chef were on live with him after the first episode.
So now
they're all exposed.
They probably got it.
That's probably good, California. Shut everything down.
And now Anderson Cooper is going to be exposed.
Yep.
So because of Andy Cohen?
Yeah.
Well, they're just buddies.
Are they dating?
No, they're just friends.
I know.
Okay.
Gosh.
I'm just saying stupid shit.
Silly
ass. Kevin Gillespie, the chef from Atlanta, is on this season.
I love him. Yeah. I love Kevin. So good for him. I never have got to go to his little place in Decatur yet.
I don't know what the one in Decatur is. It Gun Show is his main one,
right? Is the newest one called Cold Beer?
Yeah, something like that.
Is that what it is? Yeah, his newest restaurant is called Cold Beer. It's weird.
I can't wait till this virus is over so we can all go and get food.
Yeah, I know.
Ira, did you go to the Das Barbecue truck?
I did. The barbecue truck was roaming the neighborhoods. It was.
You guys have a barbecue truck in your neighborhood?
Well, Das Barbecue, which is a barbecue place that's over on the west side where Jeff and I are, that I love, and the owners are great people. They put out on Facebook and Instagram that they're like, we're taking the catering vans, and we're going to have brisket sandwiches and pork sandwiches, and we're going to go out there and, you know, we're going to have our gloves on, and you can buy sandwiches. We're just going to roam the neighborhoods. Like, look for us like you would the ice cream truck.
Jesus.
I don't hear it. Food trucks seem to be a really much safer place to get your food.
I guess.
You're outside. You can keep six feet away from people. I mean, you know, it's not like you're crammed in somewhere.
I went to a drive-thru the other day, and the lady in the drive-thru coughed in her hand.
What?
And she wasn't wearing gloves. It was a place where you wasn't one of your top-notch drive-thrus like Chick-fil-A where everybody's got checks and balances going.
Yeah. But this is a different one?
Yeah, and this is a place where you can get chicken and a burger, and I decided I'm not going back there because with my paranoia and anxiety, I don't need to be seeing that.
Was it cookout? You can say it.
I'm not going to say where it was.
It was cookout.
I will say that I worked there. You can infer. You can infer.
That was McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's. All right.
Now
so
I said it.
In addition
You're
to,
off the hook.
Thank you. In addition to The Plot Against America, I'm halfway through Better Call Saul. I just forgot to go back and watch it, so I'm gonna.
Oh, great! Episode.
I know, but I'm gonna double up. I'm gonna finish that and go into the next one. So yeah. I get a little.
Did you guys watch it?
Yeah.
No, it was great.
Yeah.
Loved it.
See, this was
so
a classic Saul episode where Jimmy was doing all his classic Saul stuff, like manipulating the system and thinking of all these crazy lawyery ways to get ahead. You know, it's classic, man.
Well, I'll have to catch up on that. Curb was freaking hilarious this week. Everybody watch it?
No, what happened?
Jeff?
This week was the... Wasn't it the debut of Latte Larry?
Yeah. The opening commercial, right?
Yeah.
And then Ted Danson's really funny in this episode because he will not drink. Even though he's invested in Mocha Joe's, he won't drink the coffee. He has to get it from Larry's.
He tried Latte Larry's and realized it's so much better than Mocha Joe's.
It's the beans.
I haven't watched this one yet, but I watched the one before. What was the one before? It was so good too.
The app that JB Smoove was doing relieving people that can't leave their post to pee.
You see, I don't watch the show, but your guys' descriptions of each episode I think is actually more entertaining to me.
is it him that you don't like?
It's not that I don't like it, it's just one of those shows that...
Is he too Jewy?
No, I don't have a problem with the show. I just never, when it first came out, I didn't like it that much, and I just kind of never got back into it.
Dude, you love Seinfeld, though. Why can't
I do, but it's not Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I think it's all the improv. I think it's all the yelling. There's too much yelling.
There is a lot of yelling.
I don't like all the yelling. I think that's what it is.
You don't like Susie, probably. Susie probably upset you.
I mean, look, shit is funny. When I see clips of it or I hear people talking about it, I think it's the most hilarious thing ever. But to watch each show, I'm like, a lot of them just annoy the shit out of me. But yeah, I don't know.
The other thing I watched is The Stupid Sinner. This season has been a fucking... It's like having your hair pulled by it's a horrible analogy I'm trying to make, but it's the stupidest season of a show that used to be so good because the writing is so weird and the story is so stupid. I know you gave up, right, Steph? Right, Steph? All right, Steph's gone.
Steph, are you there? Uh-oh, your audio.
No.
Steph, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
We can't.
Tim, do Steph's voice.
Okay, guys.
Tim's going to imitate you.
I am not going to do that.
Yeah.
I'll just say my staff pick then. My staff pick.
You can imitate me.
I don't feel like imitating anybody right now. I feel like imitating a guy who isn't living in a pandemic. My staff pick was Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast. This past week's guest was Amy Ryan. She's a great actress, and she. It was really funny to hear her because she's fangirling on Gilbert big time. She's a huge fan of his. She does an impression to him, which is spot on. It's the best I've ever heard in my life.
Really, I gotta hear that.
And he makes her read lines from his movies and stuff, doing the voice. But you find out, you know, an awful lot about her, and it's a pretty cool episode.
I still haven't heard Steven Van Zandt. I gotta hear that one.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. It's good.
What about now?
There we go.
Now we can hear you now. There you go.
Now I can hear you.
Oh, God. Steph, I need somebody to come over here and produce this shit for me.
You didn't say anything.
Can you hear me?
Did you?
We can hear you.
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Yeah.
No, of course not. Okay. All right.
So I just said my staff pick, so whoever wants to go next can go next.
My staff pick is Tom Segura, Ball Hog on Netflix. Comes out in a couple days.
How was Bert Kreischer's new special?
Bert Kreischer on is hilarious.
Good.
Yeah. his show's probably going to get canceled at the Cobb Energy Center.
Probably.
In a couple of weeks. But yeah, watch this Netflix special, and the Tom Segura one's going to be funny too on the 24th.
What about Bert Kreischer's special? Did you say you already watched that?
Yeah, it was hilarious. Big Boy, watch it on Netflix.
Doesn't Marin have a new one too?
Yeah, Marin's was okay.
It was okay. It started strong, and then it got kind of like, eh.
Yeah. Mm.
No. You get too political.
I didn't watch
not
it.
Even that. It was just kind of like there was no big hilarious shit. You know, it was entertaining, but not, I wasn't cracking up.
Right. Yeah.
He seems malazy.
Yeah, I feel like he just put out one recently, though. Didn't he put out one like 6 months ago or something?
He did. Yeah.
Do you guys?
I wonder
see,
why he's rolling through them.
Do you guys see USA Today had a poll about who the most relevant comic is or something like that? Norm MacDonald. The last two are Norm MacDonald and Dave Chappelle, and Norm won.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's most surprising. Relevant comic of when? Of now?
Yeah. Not. I think it was. It has to do with delivery and the quality of the material. I don't know. You'll have to look into it. I just saw it on Twitter. Norm retweeted it, so.
That is a handsome cat you have there in your hands.
Yes, he's living on borrowed time.
Aren't we all?
I guess so. Who else wants
that? Anybody watch Amazing Stories yet?
Not yet. I plan on it, though.
There's three episodes out now. This third one was probably Robert Forrester's last role before he died.
So, it's pretty good. So Better Call Saul wasn't his last thing?
I don't know. It seems like this was maybe after that.
Okay.
How about you, Steph? So
it's been good.
What did
Jeff?
I watch? Sorry. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Jeff. Oh, is Jeff frozen? Oh, no. Jeff left.
Ah, Jeff.
Jeff.
He's going to have to come back in. He'll just have to click the link and come back in.
Talk about Robert Forrester, and he's gone. That's it.
Right. What did I watch? Not much of anything. I've been having to work weird hours and, you know, just odd
stuff.
Sorry,
I lost you guys for a second there.
Where are you at?
I
can't see you. I don't know where you are.
We can hear them. That's you know.
Yeah,
that's good.
Hearing is half the battle.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me move me out of the way here. There we go. Moves the puzzle piece. All right. So
can you hear me now?
Yes.
We can hear you. We just can't see you.
Yeah, we can hear you now. Shut the fuck up.
Anyway, I don't watch much. I've watched Better Call Saul, which it was great. It was really good. And I watched Kidding. So I'm still watching Kidding. Yeah. So and then just like,
I haven't gotten into it yet.
It's really good. And just other random crap like Bob's Burgers, watching The Office. I pretty much watch Roseanne reruns all day.
Really?
Yeah. Just like old nostalgic crap, you know, like when you could still sit together.
Yeah.
Like last week.
Right. Like every time I see a commercial and somebody's on a bus or something, I'm like, they're gonna have to fix all of these commercials. None of these are relevant now.
That's true.
None of them are. And then my staff pick. This looks very uplifting. I mean, it's produced by President Obama, President Obama, and his wife. And
I heard about this.
It's called Crip Camp, and it's on Netflix, and it's Cripple on March
Camp?
25th.
It's not about welcome to Cripple Camp. Feel free to roll around.
Can you explain to us, Mr. President, what the difference between this Crip and like the Bloods and the Crips?
Cripple fight!
Yeah, that. No, I can't because I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I let Michelle do all the TV stuff. I'm just rolling blunts.
Anyway, so it is a documentary on Netflix, and it's basically about, takes place during the 70s, 60s, 70s, whenever handicapped people, when they really had to kind of fight for their rights, they all were going to this crippled camp, I guess, basically. Oh. And it was kind of like a hippie cripple camp, you know, where they could go and just like feel like normal people.
That's cool.
As they are. Because people, you know, used to treat them much differently than we do now. And they fight for the right to be treated, you know, like they're humans and not just whatever, you shuffle them to the side. So it looks really good. It looks really interesting. It takes place during that time. And I don't know, it looks very uplifting. And then my other staff pick is Xanax.
I can subscribe to that.
Hook your brother up, Steph.
Lots of Xanax. And those are my two staff picks.
I had a couple more before Ira goes.
I don't have much, so go for it.
I found a mashup by a guy that I like, Bob McClintock. I follow him on YouTube. His most recent one is a mashup of Slayer and the B-52s. It's Rain in Blood and Rock Lobster, and it works. I follow the Dick Cavett channel. The Howard Stern interview with him is really good, and then I follow the Johnny Carson. If you want to watch a funny joke from the old days, watch Buddy Hackett do the duck joke. And that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Go ahead, Ira. Right. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Me? No, I don't have my... Actually, I'm not even looking at my sheet, but I watched Devs. Is everybody still watching Devs?
I've got to get into it.
I watched the most recent one.
Yeah, I mean, watch it, but you're not going to be like... This is amazing. You know, you're going to be like, all right, this is good. I'm glad I'm watching this. But you're not going to be blown away.
Offerman is amazing.
Offerman is amazing. That's what I was going to say. But the main girl that's in it that we're kind of following around, I'm not too crazy about her. But,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interest. You really want to see where the hell this is going, you know? So it's done well. And I like that it's Alex Garland, right, Jeff?
Yeah. Ex Machina guy.
And I don't know. I bet you I just like the way he directs his stuff, and it's just kind of cool and weird, and it's almost everything just seems weird. And you know, even the settings, like the statue of the girl poking out of the trees, and
right.
everything's just fucked up about the show. So it's kind of cool. But as I said, Plot Against America, it's right up my alley. I'm digging that. I've watched half of the first episode of Westworld. What are you guys thinking? Is this going to be good?
Watched it.
You haven't?
I don't think I'm going to continue with it.
I don't know. I might be noping out. I mean, I'm going to continue this first episode, but I'm not liking how it's going.
I know. I like the first season still the best. It was the only one that had a tight plot, good writing, and then season two was
nuts.
I'm not
looking forward to watch. I'm almost forcing myself to watch it. I'm like,
Do you guys honestly like Aaron Paul in anything that isn't Breaking Bad related?
No, it's Jesse. Jesse just shows up in the middle of Westworld or the whatever the modern world is outside of Westworld.
I got to recap myself because it started. And I'm like, oh yeah, who's doing what again? What did he do last season? I can't remember shit. Of what happened. So I did Westworld, I did Devs, I did Plot Against America, and Saul. And that's all I've watched.
Better Call Saul. What did you watch,
and
Sherman?
My staff pick was going to be that podcast for Plot Against America, but we talked about it already. So
that's your staff pick. I'm going to check that out. Thank you.
Yeah.
I saw it at the end, so thank you for reminding me. All right, Steph. I've been hearing a lot of stories about the doggies.
Yeah, I mean, if you're on social media at all, I'm sure you know somebody who's been posting stuff about it. So if you can, please open up your house for a few weeks. You don't even have to do it long term. You can drive through. The cab is doing drive through fostering. Yeah. So if you pick a dog online, you can call them and tell them. They'll just drive up. They'll put the dog in your car with the food. Just help them out because they're going to have no choice but to start putting animals down. They got no choice.
Yeah.
Gwinnett is still open. They're practicing. They're one of the few shelters that are still open at this point, and they are practicing social distancing. They're got all their CDC guidelines in place. So I feel like if you go in there, you can only go like one at a time, and they're doing all that kind of stuff. So you can still go to Gwinnett and actually find an animal. And let me tell you, the thing that people always say when they came into the shelter, I'm looking for a little dog. And usually, if you see a little dog online for Gwinnett anyway, it's already gone by the time you get there. Not true anymore.
Yeah.
We got a lot of dogs and cats that are awesome, and they're getting dumped left and right. And a lot of pedigree, whatever, full-blooded, because there's a bunch of fools out here who think they're going to get coronavirus from their animals, and they're not.
No.
They're not going to. So they're dumping their animals because they're selfish pieces of shit. And I can guarantee you right now, if I knew that my dogs could give me coronavirus, I'd just fucking die from it, honestly. So anyway.
Or throw their food at them over a wall.
Basically, yeah. I'd quarantine them. Right. I mean, what do you want? Anyway, so please, guys, if you can, if you know anybody, if you have any room in your house at all, I think they'll even supply you with crates. A lot of them have crates and stuff. They'll give you everything.
That's awesome.
That's a great idea.
Hey, thank all three of you guys for taking time on a Saturday afternoon. I know we're all crazy, so I appreciate it, Ira, Jeff, and Steph. It's really cool of you, and Thank you to everybody out there that's sticking with us this way. We didn't want to stop doing the show, so we're going to keep doing the shows.
Let's thank technology. We're still able to do this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Thank you to Al Gore.
Right. He invented this shit.
Yeah.
Well, he's got to be happy right now. The environment's cleaner than it's been in 50 years. And
everybody's living in a lockbox.
That's right. Oh, my God. He was right. We're all living in a lockbox without our Social Security. All right, guys. Thanks again. Seriously, Steph, for doing it. Ira, for jumping in. And Jeff,
sure.
For coughing. No, Jeff, thank you for being here.
Thanks for Officer Mattis. Nice.
No, Officer Tappan.
Tappan.
Yes. Tappan and Matt.
Yes.
Seriously, guys, I know the anxiety is high right now. If you want to just like escape for an hour and have some feel good, whatever, watch last week's America's Top Dog. Watch Officer Mattis or Officer Tappan and Mattis. It really was. It was so good.
Thank you. And until next week, keep it Xanax. I mean, until next week, keep it Canon.
Keep it Xanax.
COVID? Keep it not COVID.
Keep it COVID. Keep it Covfefe. Covfefe 19.
Keep it in a lockbox.
Covfefe 19. All right, guys. Thanks.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.